This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Back to expectations of higher inflation as the economy rebounds, forcing up interest rates. The recent surge in bond yields has pushed up the costs of mortgages and loans. Marketplace's Amy Scott looks at how that might affect our spending.
This week, Freddie Mac said the average interest rate for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage climbed above 3% for the first time since July. Economist Scott Hoyt with Moody's Analytics says rising rates could dampen demand for housing a little and refinancing a little more.
Although they're still remarkably low by historic standards, so we need to keep that in perspective.
Other kinds of consumer spending are less likely to be affected. The interest on auto loans and credit cards is pegged to shorter-term rates, which haven't been rising as much. And Gad Levinon, who leads the Labor Market Institute at the Conference Board, says consumers aren't as sensitive to changes in those rates.
Outside of housing, I think the impact of the increase in interest rates on consumption will be very limited and almost insignificant compared to the other developments.
Developments like the reopening of the economy as more people get vaccinated and the nearly $2 trillion COVID-19 relief bill Congress is hammering out.
And that combined with the very strong savings that consumers accumulated in the past year.
Many consumers, anyway.
It's a perfect recipe for a boom in consumer spending. They have stuff to spend on. They have the money and the willingness to spend on it.
It's anyone's guess whether interest rates on mortgages and other loans will continue to rise. The Fed has been helping keep long-term rates low by purchasing treasuries and mortgage-backed bonds. And Sarah Foster with Bankrate says that's not likely to change anytime soon.
Chair Powell so far has really not indicated at all that he's concerned. In fact, he really sees this pickup in yields more as a statement of confidence in the economy.
And if rising interest rates do become a concern, she says, the Fed still has tools to step in. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.